Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation. Despite the fact that there is great disagreement about whether marijuana is good for you as an individual and whether it is good for society, it's amazing to me the headline in the new Gallup study, and it's a major study of attitudes toward marijuana and experience with marijuana. The headline is Americans Not Convinced Marijuana Benefits Society. What do you mean not convinced? I mean, what evidence is there that marijuana benefits society? How? 1-800-955-1776. That's an extraordinary point to try to suggest that, well, yeah, there's all kinds of evidence that it benefits society, but people aren't convinced yet. In what sense would a, quote, recreational drug benefit society? There's also a story from The Hill today, and this based on a major new government study. Let me do this one first. Marijuana and hallucinogenic use of various drugs reached an all-time high among young adults back in 2021. According to the results of a new study released by the National Institutes of Health, the latest results from NIH's Monitoring the Future panel, which has been ongoing since 1975, found that the rate of marijuana use among people aged 18 and 30 has reached 43% in 2021. And now, I am not sure when they say marijuana use, does that mean somebody who uses it once a year or once a month or once a day? Could be any of those. This rate is the highest in any event that has been observed since 1988 when the trend of marijuana was first monitored. 8% of adults between the same age range reported using hallucinogens within the past year. Although relatively small, this represented the highest rate of use ever recorded by the MTF. 8% of people between the ages of 18 and 30? The types of hallucinogens that young adults most commonly use were LSD, MDMA, PCP, peyote, and shrooms. That's mushrooms. Among the substances that were reported today, MDMA was the only one that decreased significantly in use. And now Gallup on marijuana. Americans are split over whether marijuana is good or bad for society. It just stuns me that people are split, that about half the people in the country think marijuana is good for society. The slight majority say marijuana has a positive effect on most users. And 16% report that they smoke marijuana regularly, with rates higher among young adults. Okay, in terms of the idea that marijuana has a positive effect on most users, we did a special program where we took marijuana use callers. We took a group of callers. This was to celebrate April 20th, which is, you know, it's 420. It's an important marijuana holiday. And this was from 2014. We invited people to call in to demonstrate how beneficial marijuana was to them. And you can just hear it for yourself. This is actually a Call of the Week classic.
You know, when I don't smoke, I'm really mean, and I get agitated, and I get frustrated. But when I smoke, I'm more understanding and loving and caring. It makes me a better person. Would it be better to not smoke and be violent and mean, or would it be better to smoke and be more loving and kind?
Are those my only two options?
Like I tell you, I've been smoking since I was 12 years old, and as far as it's given me a higher level of awareness.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
Yeah, you need to do it. Do it and experience that, then talk about it. It makes you more real and honest with yourself and others. You know, I've seen a lot of rich people, and they're just like, they're not happy. They got everything, but still they're not happy. It's like the more they money get, the more money they want. I'm not like that. I don't need very much to make me happy and get by. I love the simple things in life. I like to keep life simple. It's made me a better person. It's made me more loving and caring. I told you, like me and my old lady, when, you know, we don't smoke, we're at each other's throats fighting over stupid things we don't even know what it was about. But when we smoke, we're more caring and loving, and we share, you know, and we take care of each other better. And how could that be a bad thing? I'd rather be dumb and dumber than really mean.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Judith is trying to convince people to stop smoking. From saying that it causes brain loss, you know, it stops brain function, it lowers brain function.
That's correct.
I mean, it's, I don't know, I think people should have that choice to, I mean, if they think lower brain function is worth, you know, being able to smoke a little bit. I think, well, what I gain from smoking, I mean, smoking is just it just makes everything more fun. I mean, that's what marijuana is. It makes you okay with not having higher brain function. It makes you okay with not doing anything.
Are you saying that marijuana makes it okay to be stupid?
It makes you okay with being bored is what it comes down to.
I'm not a pothead, okay? I smoked marijuana in my life before. I smoke it occasionally. Now, when I say occasionally, maybe once or twice a month before my wife and I have sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to do it. Do it and experience it, then talk about it.
Don't knock it till you try it.
You can do it.
You get it cool, you stop the fire.
Okay, according to Gallup, that's what a lot of people believe. Large majorities of adults who say they have ever tried marijuana, which is nearly half of Americans of all ages, think marijuana's effects on users, 70%, and society at large, 66%, are positive. Conversely, the majority of those who've never tried marijuana think its effects are negative. 72% said this about its effect on society. 62% about its effect on users. According to Gallup's latest measure, 68% of U.S. adults, tied for the record high, think marijuana should be legal. Also, although Americans have not reached a consensus on whether marijuana benefits people or society, they see it far more positively than they do alcohol. What sense does that make? I mean, alcohol use is vastly more common than marijuana use. But why is that the case if people see marijuana more positively than alcohol? As Gallup reported previously, the same poll finds 3 in 4 adults believing alcohol negatively affects society, and 71% think it is harmful to drinkers. And, again, excessive alcohol, that's not what they're asking about. But if you're saying that all of alcohol use of any kind is damaging to society, that's dramatic. Then they have a funny headline. They say, marijuana experimentation holds steady near 50%. Nobody does marijuana experimentation anymore. I mean, oh, I'm going to experiment. Really? Similarly, to recent years, nearly half of U.S. adults, 48%, report that they have ever experimented with marijuana. The rate was 4% when Gallup first asked about it in 1969. It climbed to 24% by 1977, and then it crossed into the 40% threshold by 2015. Far fewer Americans say they currently smoke marijuana than have tried it. The 16% now reporting smoking it is the highest Gallup has recorded, though not by a statistically margin. What do you think there are benefits to pot. It helps society, helps you. Call on the MedVet Show, 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's lots of disagreement surrounding marijuana, but what is striking to me is that you have half the people in the country who believe that marijuana is good for the country, and it's good for most users. They say most. People who smoke marijuana regularly, 16% in the United States, at least according to a brand new Gallup poll. That poll also says that the highest rates of marijuana usage are reported by adults 18 to 34, with 30% of this group saying they smoke marijuana and 22% consuming edibles. These figures dropped to 16% each for adults 35 to 54. Among those over 55, marijuana use is low. It's wrong. It's 7% each for those 55 and older. And here's the interesting thing, that unlike the strong educational relationship seen with tobacco, education is not a major factor in people's use of marijuana. Those with a college degree are just as likely, no more likely, as those with no college education at all to have ever tried marijuana or to use it currently. Let us go to your calls and to Jerome in Utah. You're on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, good afternoon. I was in Vietnam for about 6 years total. And the thing I noticed was the pot users didn't bother me, and I didn't bother them. On the other hand, the alcohol users were more of a threat to me than the Viet Cong, which was, generally speaking, in the area.
And so what was the threat that you had from the alcohol users? Just that they would go wild and start shooting at you?
No, not shooting at me. Assault. Having one as a supervisor was extremely dangerous because they were insecure, and if they thought you posed a threat, there goes your rating.
Right. Now, it wasn't there some fairly close with, particularly if you were in a combat situation in Vietnam. Thank you for your service, by the way, Jerome. But if you were in a combat situation, wasn't there some regulation of alcohol use?
Oh, well, there's a certain amount of regulation. I mean, it's the same as being in the States. The alcohol flowed freely in the clubs or downtown, if you could get downtown, depending on where you were.
I would assume that the use of alcohol in back in the 60s when or early 70s when you would have been in Vietnam, that the alcohol use was far more common than the pot use.
I would say so, yes. The difference was the effect the alcohol and the pot had on the user.
And how would you describe the difference?
Well, the users tended to be somewhat peaceful and not aggressive, and of course, it was an illegal drug, so they're not volunteering themselves too much, whereas alcohol and hypoxia have something in common. It some people that get a headache, which is my case, some people get kind of wild and delirious and happy. Other people get extremely antagonistic and so on. And
so what do you make? What you're saying is you're expressing the mainstream American view. People are much, much more likely in America to think that alcohol is bad for you and it's bad for society than marijuana is. And
I wouldn't say that. I'd say they both have their problems.
Okay, again, I think there's no doubt about that, and The one thing I think we can say is it's much more visible to people to see people who have over-consumed alcohol and to a point of danger, and not just in automobiles, we've gotten better about that, but just danger in general, that is much more common for people to be aware of than anybody who has done excessive pot use. One of the things that I think is unfortunate about this whole... Jerome, thank you for your call. One of the things that I think that is unfortunate for this whole study that came out is it doesn't talk about the reality of marijuana addiction. A significant number of people who consume marijuana, that's 16%, they say, who regularly use it, become addicted. And it can be addictive. This is not medically in dispute. It's a real situation. Among adults 18 to 34, 16%, 18 to 34, think that marijuana has a positive effect on society. What is that positive effect? Again, do I believe that marijuana is destroying society or that it has a profoundly negative effect? I think that's difficult to prove, but not as difficult to prove as the positive effect. Because generally, many of the things that society needs you to perform, right, regardless of what your job is, whoever you are, living with other people, there are times when obviously you need to be crisp and clear, and marijuana doesn't always contribute to that. Ed in Bellingham, Washington, you're on the MedVed Show. Hello, Ed, you're on.
Thank you. Michael?
Yes, sir.
Michael, I know you understand free enterprise, and I know you understand individual initiative and private profit. What is it about marijuana that so troubles you? The market knows what it's doing.
Well, would you say that about fentanyl, too?
Is there a market for fentanyl, a black market?
Yes. Huge. Yes, and it kills people. It kills about 100,000 people a year. Black market items, methamphetamines. Yeah, there's a market for that. Big market. But I don't think everything there is a market for should necessarily be encouraged or supported. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are closing sharply lower on Wall Street. fears about future rate hikes by the Fed Reserve triggering a steep market drop. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 643 points to close at 3363, the S&P fell 90 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 323 points. Volunteers searching for missing 16-year-old California teen Kylie Rodini alerted authorities to a submerged vehicle reportedly belonging to Rodini in a lake with a body inside.
We recovered the vehicle last night. We have located a decedent inside the vehicle. We believe it is our missing person. We have not been able to positively identify, but it's more than likely.
That's Nevada County Sheriff Shannon Moon. Officials will wait for the results of an autopsy set for Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is a news alert from the Wall Street Journal. They are reporting that former President Donald Trump has filed a lawsuit. Now, that's not news. He files a lot of lawsuits. But this is one that is very newsworthy. It's a lawsuit challenging the FBI's search of his home at Mar-a-Lago and seeking the appointment of a third party to review the materials that were seized. Now, this before they come out supposedly later this week with a redacted version of the affidavit, which gives you more of a step-by-step factual basis of why it was that the court and the Justice Department and the FBI all thought that there was probable cause to believe that a crime had been committed involving those papers at Mar-a-Lago. That we are supposed to get released for the sake of clarity with some redactions that will be coming on Thursday. And all of this coming forward, the idea that President Trump will have a court sometime soon, basically reviewing the FBI's behavior or the Justice Department's behavior in searching for papers that they had reason to believe were being held illegally. This is certainly going to be a very solid way to get publicity and to remain a center of attention but I think that this would be, most legal experts would tell you, this would be a very, very tough lawsuit in which to prevail. But we'll find out more about it as it becomes better known, and clearly this will be a matter of some discussion. There are also charges, and this goes back to our marijuana topic and the idea that there are many, many people in many walks of life who use recreational drugs. And the Finnish prime minister that we spoke about last week, Sanna Marin, who's 36 years old, there was video, very controversial video, showing this married prime minister, mother of a four-year-old, dancing till 5 in the morning with a series of different guys, and showing that, well, she was having a good time. The opposition to her, the conservative opposition to the Prime Minister of Finland, Sanna Marin, had demanded that she take a drug test. And here is the results that came about on that issue. This is clip 10.
The Finnish government says a drug test taken by the Prime Minister has come back clean after some serious allegations were made against her. This is the video that was leaked last week of Sanna Marin. She was at a party. She claimed, or some people rather claimed, that there may have been drugs at the gathering. Well, Marin said she had been voluntarily drug tested.
Okay, and voluntarily drug tested, and the test came back clean. Meanwhile, there's also a... people talk about a drug called truth serum, which doesn't necessarily work all the time. But one of the things that you get a question about is when you ask a politician, is he or she running for an office, you don't always get a completely straight answer. Mike Pence, having spent some time in Iowa last week, the end of last week, is now in Iowa. Now, if you're going to Iowa and New Hampshire, it kind of means one thing. Mike Pence was asked about his own political aspirations. This is clip 9.
Do you plan to run for president in 2024? The Iowa State Fair brings out a lot of presidents to vote for. Why come to Iowa right now?
Well, I'm in Iowa. I'm in Iowa for one reason only, and that is that Iowa and America need 6 more years of Senator Chuck Grassley in a Republican majority in the Senate. And I can tell you, I've been traveling all across the country, and 100% of our focus has been on doing our part to win back the House, win back the Senate, elect and re-elect Republican governors all across the country. And after the first of the year, my family and I will do as we've always done, and that is reflect and pray on where we might next serve, where we might next contribute. But today, it's all about winning back the Congress and re-electing Senator Chuck Grassley.
And there you go. And Chuck Grassley, who I believe is 87, is favored. Not a sure thing. He has competition, but he's heavily favored. Liz Cheney is also more and more discussed as a potential candidate for president. And one of the things that I think people appreciate, at least as a possibility, is the idea of presidential nomination debates. If she runs for the Republican nomination, would she be on stage debating Donald Trump? She was talking about that with John Carl of ABC, clip 16.
Our constitutional structure, you don't.
So you said you're going to think about running for president. Would you be running to send a message, or would you be running to win?
No, look, you run for president because you believe you would be the best candidate, because you believe you'd be the best president of the United States. And so any decision that I make about doing something that significant and that serious would be with the intention of winning, and because I think I would be the best candidate.
Would your path be inside the Republican Party or outside the Republican Party?
I haven't made any specific decisions or plans about that at this point.
So running as an independent is a possibility, is one of the things you're thinking
about. I'm not going to go down that path anymore in terms of speculating.
It sounds like the RNC is already trying to figure out ways to keep you out. There's this idea that To get in any debate, you have to promise that you would support the eventual nominee. I mean, that's obviously not going to happen. You're not going to do that.
I can understand why they would not want me on a debate stage with Donald Trump. And I would imagine Donald Trump isn't too interested in that either.
You think she's right? I actually do on that. Senator Whitehouse, a very liberal Democrat from Rhode Island, was asked on Friday about Biden running or not in 2024. Clip 14.
Biden's not on the ballot. He doesn't need to make a decision now about 2024.
Do you think he should run again?
I'm going to duck that question, if you don't mind. We don't have any candidates yet for 2024, and I'm not picking amongst them.
Okay. Yeah, but we do have a president who has said he is going to run again. And again, he's been a little bit less insistent on that, but we will see. It's right now, and I mentioned this in passing before, there is a new poll, which we're going to be talking about tomorrow, where Americans see a number one issue that they didn't register as a number one issue 2 months ago. What is it? We will get to that. We also have the possibilities of Sarah Palin actually making it to Congress, and not on Election Day, but making it to Congress as soon as they get around to finishing the vote counting in Alaska. How does that work? Why is it working in her favor? We will get to that with more on the Michael Medved Show. If you, by the way, are deeply offended by anything that Sheldon Whitehouse or me or Liz Cheney had to say, you can call us 1-800-955-1776. There's also the whole issue of student loan forgiveness, which is such an embarrassing issue. And I actually think it's a terrible issue for Democrats. Tell you why coming up on the Medved Show. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved Show. Alaska has tried a fascinating experiment. It was adopted by a vote of the people. It was a very close vote. But they adopted this crazy system where when you're running for office in Alaska, there's a primary election that isn't assorted by party. It's just everybody all at once, just the way it is in Washington State. That's the way it is in California now. That you can determine or declare your party preference, but you're not limited in terms of everybody voting in the same primary and everybody running in the same primary. And in Alaska, it's more complicated than even in California or Washington State, because in Alaska, the top four vote getters proceed from the primary to the general election. So you would have four people on the ballot. It wouldn't be limited to two. And here's what makes it interesting and very complicated, is when you vote in the general election, you can vote for all four of the people who have cleared the primary. How? You rank them in order. And you rank, this is my number one candidate, this is my number two candidate. And they don't take a look at that number two or number three votes at all unless there no one of the top four has gotten 50% or more. Do you follow? In other words, right now they have the votes counted from this special election. And the special election is to fill the seat of Don Young, who died. And he has a couple of months left in his congressional seat, and whoever wins here will win it. Now, the four candidates who made it, one of them withdrew, which makes it easier. So you have one Democrat and two Republicans, and not surprisingly, the Democrat is running ahead. Her name is Mary Peltola. She's a former member of the state legislature. She's got 38%. Sarah Palin is second. She's got 32%. And then in third place is Nick Begich with no chance of winning, and he's at 29%. He's like 2 points behind or 3 points behind Sarah Palin. In any event, The point is that at this point, because nobody has 50%, when they finally get done with all of this counting, they're going to go back and count the second choices from Nick Begich, who got 44,000 votes. Now, there's a general assumption that most of the people who voted for Nick Begich will list Sarah Palin as their second choice because she's the other Republican here. But that may not be true because they were saying Begich and Palin very bitter things about each other. And you could have this anomaly of one of the most Republican states in the union sending, at least for a couple of months, a Democrat to be their only representative in Congress. And Mary Petola says she's a very moderate Democrat, et cetera, et cetera, and she's a Alaska homegirl. In any event, it all depends on whether Nick Begich has enough second-place votes from his voters to push Sarah Palin over the top. I still suspect that Sarah Palin, because of her advantage being so well known in that state, but then again, they made a very big point of the fact that she had only been elected to governorship one term, and she never finished it. She became world famous when she was chosen by John McCain, Senator McCain, to be his running mate. And then after that, and after her fame associated with all of that, she left the governorship and pursued other interests. We will see now if she her new interest in being a member of the United States House of Representatives pays off. There was a statement from Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, who was talking about the idea of student loan forgiveness as the pandemic-era moratorium on payments ends on August 31st. Now, that's soon. Right after that, if you owed money on student loans, you got to start paying again. I think, frankly, the whole idea of extended moratoriums on payments or moratoriums on payments in general is a dubious idea at best. But here's the Secretary of Education, clip 11.
We're 10 days away from the most recent moratorium on student debt to expire.
Yes.
Should we expect another temporary extension, or is a permanent fix coming?
You know, from day one, we've been really focused on making sure we're protecting our students and our borrowers. $32 billion in debt forgiveness from day one. We know August 31st is a date that many people are waiting to hear something from. We've been talking daily about this, and I can tell you that American people will hear within the next week or so.
It won't be nothing.
And the Department of
Is it fair to say it won't be nothing?
Around that. Well, I don't have any news to announce today, Chuck, but I will tell you American people will hear directly from us because we recognize this is an important issue across the country.
All right.
Okay, it's an important issue across the country, but the terrible thing here is that we in the United States, there are a lot more people who attend college and university and get four-year college degrees, but it's still a minority of Americans. Most people don't get a four-year college degree, and one of the problems that we have is a great deal of money is owed by people who never finished their college degree. And in other words, the question about all of this would be, you could say, well, it's worth the government investing some money in releasing people from loans because here they are, they've worked hard, they've managed to get their degree, and that will benefit them for the rest of their lives, and they'll be paying more in taxes because they'll be earning more and benefiting the country at large. What's the benefit to the country at large for somebody to start out in college, to run up a bunch of debt, and not to finish? And this is one of those problems we have in our educational system. We have a system right now that says college or bust. In other words, the emphasis is so much on a four-year college degree. There was a piece by Owen Cass that ran over the weekend that I think was very important. Talked about some of the big things Republicans could do to if they do take control of the House and or particularly if the House and the Senate. One of the things they could do is to stop this idea of loan forgiveness for the college or bust students and concentrate instead on helping people with vocational training, with actually learning a career. And people who are not college-bound, wouldn't that be a popular thing to connect with the great American middle class? I think it would. Meanwhile, will the new movie Beast with Idris Elba connect with a wide audience? It did not come in with every bit of a self-confident roar. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Idris Elba plays a widower doctor who tries to reconnect with his daughters with a trip to their mother's African homeland. But their visit to a vast game reserve becomes a battle for survival thanks to a relentless, rampaging rogue lion in Beast, now playing in theaters.
I've never seen anything like this. Multiple attacks without eating his prey. Lions don't do that. At least no lion I've ever seen.
Breathe. Slow down.
I've got to get my girls out of here.
I need you to trust me right now.
The computer graphics animals, including dangerous snakes and crocodiles, are brilliantly rendered and genuinely unforgettably scary. The motivation of the killer lion provides an added dimension, but the plot that tries to keep you on the edge of your seat for its entire runtime becomes wearying as well as thrilling, with real credibility problems toward the end. Rated R for brutal and bloody scenes, 2.5 stars for Beast. Yeah, and again, the credibility problems are fairly obvious when you're talking about one virtually indestructible lion and one big brawny doctor who's determined to get his children to safety. Speaking of getting to safety, Americans are worried about a threat to democracy. There's a brand new poll that shows that it is now listed as the number one issue. Yeah, ahead of inflation, ahead of immigration, ahead of cost of living, anything. A threat to democracy. People also seem to support more probes of Donald Trump. The Maggie Haberman, who covered Trump for 4 years, says she thinks he might never run for office again, despite many political observers who think it's a foregone conclusion that he will. And then there's an off-campus housing unit at the University of California where white students are banned from common areas. Racism? We'll talk about it in this greatest nation on God.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.